This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dennis Pullen is president and CEO of Virtua Health, one of New Jersey's leading academic health systems serving patients across more than 400 locations. Dennis is a recognized leader and passionate advocate for healthy equity who's earned some impressive recognition, named one of the top 10 healthcare leaders in the United States by Healthcare Digital in 2024, and honored by Modern Healthcare as both one of the top 25 innovators and one of the 100 most influential people in healthcare. He is also the author of Suited for Leadership. Please welcome Dennis to the Kathy Romano Show.
You really made me sound special, so thank you.
You are special.
Tell my kids that.
How many kids do you have?
I have two, and for the last 10 years, I have been trying to convince them that I'm a big-ass deal, and it just is not working.
It doesn't work. Same with me. My son mocks me when, if somebody recognizes me out in the public, oh, are you Kathy Romano? And when they walk away, he's like, oh, he's Kathy Romano. So I get it.
When I sent my daughter the email about being the top 25, her response back to me was, how much did this cost? So that's the world I live in.
They ground us.
Oh,
they do. That's great.
So what are you most proud of in how Virtua serves South Jersey and the Philadelphia communities?
Great question. So I'm proud of, one, the collection of colleagues that I get to work with every day and the work that they do. But if I was to think about one thing in particular, we recently opened Oliver Station. Oliver Station is a affordable housing community in Camden, in which we built 47 affordable homes in partnership with the Michaels Group. And so not only are we addressing affordable housing, we also have a primary care clinic on the first floor of the building. So to me, that's going beyond what we just traditionally do in terms of providing care. It's addressing some of the real problems the community is faced with.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It's something that's pretty special. It's the second one of its kind in the state of New Jersey.
Well, conveniently, there's a book right here that you authored. It's amazing how we conveniently had it right here on the table.
Yeah, let's make sure we get it in the frame.
Yeah, just put it on there right there. But in your book, Suited for Leadership, How to Show Up with Purpose to Have a Lasting Impact, you use that phrase, showing up with purpose. What does that mean to you in everyday life as a CEO and as a father, too?
Yeah, thank you. Showing up with purpose really address, you know, how I show up based on the things that inspire and drive me. You know, I think most leaders, you will find their intentions is to do good by their business, their shareholders. For me, it's also leaving a lasting impact. And that is not something that is done by accident. You have to be intentional about it. You have to be purposeful about it. So everything I do supports, you know, the things that drive me and the things that I'm committed to.
So who is this book for? Who did you write it for?
So it's really meant for leaders, be it they are leaders that are tenured with experience or young leaders. So I have I think he's 31 or 32, I don't remember, my son. And he is a healthcare administrator as well. And he calls me up one day and he said that two of his good friends are in healthcare administration. We're having some difficulties sort of navigating their careers, and they were asking him for some help and just some thoughts. And he said, you know, I realized all of the things that I were telling them were things that you had told me. And he said, so would you mind mentoring my two friends? And yeah, when I fell off, I literally fell out of my chair, and my son is asking me to give advice to somebody else. I realized that, you know, maybe there is a message to be told. You know, if I think about the lessons that I've learned, the lessons that I live by, the lessons that I try and teach, maybe I owe it to my son and other up-and-coming leaders to, you know, put it together in sort of a memoir that they can be inspired by.
This book became an Amazon bestseller within 24 hours.
You know, the excitement in your voice was the same excitement that I had.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I was
great.
Hoping I'd get my family and friends to read it, but just to know that, you know, and there are a number of leadership books out there on just about any and every subject. But for me, it was written in a way that my hope was for it not to be a how-to, but more to inspire people to do good and to do well and to try and leave an impact and benefit from some of the lessons that I've learned.
And the proceeds went back into Virtua?
So I decided long before I wrote the book that 100% of the proceeds would be donated to our efforts to address food insecurities. And so we have a very robust program called Eat Well, which is supported by two mobile grocery stores, a mobile farmers market, food pantries, you know, all in an effort to address some of those areas in South Jersey that are considered to be food deserts, where people don't have access to healthy, nutritious, affordable foods. And so, yes, I have to admit, hopefully nobody will see this, when I decided to donate 100% of the proceeds, I didn't know it was going to be an Amazon bestseller.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I may have thought to do a portion of the proceeds. But, you know, it's all good, and I'm happy I did it, and it's been a great...
Book number two, maybe.
Book number two is good.
Yeah.
I'll keep my mouth shut, right?
You talked about the mobile grocery stores. What kind of response have you seen from those now that they've been in place?
You know, the response has been great. I would think the word that I would use would be gratitude. You know, the fact that we're able to meet people where they are and to provide, you know, we see food as medicine. And so to be able to provide people with things that they just don't have access to, the gratitude that we receive is just phenomenal. And to be honest with you, I feel a certain gratitude that we can do that in the community.
So you've moved around a little bit in your career. You started in Houston, and we don't have to talk about things.
You made it sound like I can't keep a job.
No, that's good. You were working in all of the
okay,
places,
that,
right?
Okay, that's better. Okay, thank
all
you.
Right, well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but you're a Cowboys fan. Now I'm bringing it up.
You know, I was born and raised in Texas. I, you know, it's a birthright.
No, it is a birthright, and I think we've said that before. Like, we appreciate if that's where you're from, that's your team, and you didn't abandon them, we can appreciate that. We're not going to agree with you, but
okay,
we appreciate it.
That's when I meet someone from Cherry Hill. I'm like, I'm a Cowboys fan. No.
No, you're not. But what I was going to ask is, moving around to different places, what's unique about this area and serving South Jersey and Philadelphia?
Wow. One word comes to mind. When I arrived here and as I've sort of navigated around the area, the word that comes to mind is passionate. You know, people in this extended community, they're passionate, whether it's about their sports, about their restaurants, about the shore, even about their health care. You know, and that's something that I find to be pretty special when you have a group of people that are so passionate about the things that they either believe in or they care about, and that stands out without question more than what I saw in D.C. or even in Texas. It's the passionate.
It is, and the sports fans obviously are passionate, but did you see we just got a couple of restaurants earned Michelin stars?
And I can't three it. And I can't wait to try every while. I've actually been to one of them, but the other two are on my list.
Yeah, I mean, and so you mentioned restaurants. They are passionate as well. And it's exciting that they have the Michelin star now. You better hurry up and get the reservations because it's going to be pretty hard now.
You would think if there were two well-known personalities that I know could maybe help me get a reservation.
Yes.
Okay,
you would think.
Okay.
They're still
at
the station.
One of them right here, right, could get us that. Yep. Still trying to get her Flyers tickets from her. So yeah.
I have them for
She wouldn't even get you Flyers tickets?
Yes, I have.
And you guys work
tickets.
Together every day?
We just brought it up now.
Okay.
Apparently I have Flyers tickets.
Okay, good.
So that's good.
I'm glad I can help.
Talking about moving around, as we just talked about that, being a top leader with diversity in healthcare too, how has your own background kind of shaped your approach to leadership and to health equity?
Health equity. Let's talk about health equity.
Sure.
That's a term that I wish one day will never be heard again. I think everybody has a right to quality health care. It should not be a privilege. You know, at Virtua, one of the things I'm most proud of is that we open our arms to any and everybody. You know, it doesn't matter what life experiences you bring with you or circumstances, you have a right to quality care. And then for those that can't get to us, that doesn't show up at our doorstep, we extend a hand. We extend a hand to those that can't get to us. And that, I think, is important in terms of alleviating or eliminating this term health equity. I think everybody deserves it. And so for me, I think I have a responsibility to do any and everything that I can to eliminate those disparities. And that's by trying to make sure as an organization that we recognize diverse circumstances. We recognize that not...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everybody shows up in the same way, and so we have to be mindful of that. So we create an organization that's open and willing to treat everybody. Doesn't matter what you look like, mm-hmm. doesn't matter, you know, your age, your orientation. We all have a right to great care.
That's great.
Virtua has over 400 locations?
We do. We are, in your introduction, which was great, you said one of the leading health systems in New Jersey. I like to say the leading.
Right.
But we do. We have over 400 locations. You know, we provide care from, we deliver more babies than anybody in New Jersey. But we extend our reach over into the Philadelphia area, in Delaware, and throughout New Jersey.
And are you continuing to grow, or are we good at 400?
You know, it's good question. Yes, we are continuing to grow because for us, it's about not just providing care in the hospital or providing care in our ambulatory sites. We are taking care not just close to home, but in the homes. We have a program called Hospital at Home. We provide home care. So we want to make sure that care is available when and where and how you need it. And so, yes, we are continuing to grow and to extend our reach and take care of the residents of these communities that we get to serve.
With community being so important, what is there a cause? Or is there anything kind of a certain community effort or cause that you're really proud of or that you're involved in that you want to share?
There are a number. You know, I'm at a point in my life and my career that for those things that I care deeply about, that I will commit my time, my talent, my resources to, and addressing poverty, addressing homelessness, addressing food insecurities is things that I'm really committed to. One of the programs that we're working on right now is called Uplift Camden, that we're doing in partnership with the United Way. And one of my colleagues at one of our competing health systems at Cooper, Kevin O'Dowell, he and I co-chair just this effort to really uplift the city of Camden through job creation, through health care, through just providing some economic stimulus through growth and development. So I find things that not only I care about, but are meaningful in the communities that we serve to participate in.
That's great. The B101 studios are sponsored by Virtua. We have a nice sign in our studio. Mm-hmm. We're here at the Virtua Studios, so I think it's only fair that the Kathy Romano Show sign goes somewhere. I was thinking, I don't know, like here. I thought maybe it would look nice there.
How about a picture or something of that?
Yeah, we could do it. We have a picture of the three of us. We could put that up.
Right next to a Dallas Cowboy helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Something right there.
I pushed it, didn't I?
Goodness.
Right. What do you do I'm sure it's a stressful job. What do you do to in your free time for a little enjoyment?
You know, it is a stressful job. I will tell you, and I'll answer that question, but I'm fortunate in that I get to play a part in a very, what I consider to be important ecosystem. You know, we're not an organization that makes widgets. We are people caring for people. And so my job is to make sure those individuals have all of the resources they need to make sure we take care of the community in the way that we do. Is it stressful? Yes. Do I have to find ways to sort of decompress and refuel? That's where bourbon, golf, and tequila comes in. Oh. You know, and not always in that order. Yeah. But, you know, I have a group of friends that I play golf with on a regular basis. And it's great to be able to have that space where you can decompress, you can unwind. You know, we solve the problems of the world. It's a great way to recharge and refocus and come back to work.
I forgot, that's right, you're a tequila drinker, so am I.
Yes, I forgot
about that.
But I don't look at what I do. I mean, it is stressful. We all have stressful jobs, but it's more than a job. It's a calling, it's a commitment to, I feel like I'm blessed to be able to do what I do and get paid for it. But it's really about trying to uplift the communities that we serve.
Kathy found a great quote in the book, too. I wanted to make sure you have that one for your next one question, too.
You're never too old, too experienced, or too successful to get better.
Absolutely. You know, and can I tell you another short story?
I'll try and make
it quick. Because when I wrote the book, the publisher encouraged me to have a theme or a thread that would follow throughout the book. And I thought about what it was that was really important to my leadership. And it goes back to my mother. And part of it is addressing the question that you just asked. You know, when I was a young man, you know, I grew up with a mother that was a very spiritual woman. And she would pray every night. And she would pray out loud so I could hear her because she was praying about me. Yeah. And you would think I was this awful knucklehead kid, but I really wasn't. But every night she would end her prayer with the same phrase. She would say, "Lord, let him be better than today." And it took me a while to really understand and appreciate what she was trying to do. She was just really trying to inspire me to be better, inspire me not to rest on whatever it was that I accomplished or I did that day. It was going to be a new day. And so that's what this book is about. As a leader, I think every one of us should strive to be better every single day. And so I challenge myself, I challenge the people that I get to work with every day to be better than today.
Yeah, that's great. I love that quote in the book. And it's something that I try to do for myself and also for my son, because he's 14. He thinks he knows everything. And I keep telling him, you're going to learn every day something new. I'm still learning today.
But you have to be open to learning as well, in realizing that just because you have achieved a certain level of success, that doesn't mean, you know, you're done. There is still opportunities for us to get better. You know, that's why I love listening to, and I've had a chance to talk with several individuals that I consider to be goats, you know, and talking to someone like a Michael Jordan that always, you know, pushed himself to be better and to be better when you would have thought, you know, you were the greatest, but always found an opportunity to improve. And so I do that, and I compare myself to a goat, but I do that in my leadership. I do that in the things that I'm trying to do every day and just get better.
One more time, just hold the book up. Where can people get the book? Amazon, obviously.
It is. Suited for Leadership, How to Show Up with Purpose to Have a Lasting Impact. It's available just about anywhere you can get a book, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the things. And what's important also, you know, it's not a book about dressing and apparel, even though that has a lot to do with it, being suited, in my mind, it's a matter of how you show up. You know, do you show up prepared to address the things that you need to address? Do you show up and present in a way that you have a degree of respect for the job that you have, for the people that you work with, for the people that work for you? And so for me, being suited is that I'm prepared to address those things that I'm being held accountable to.
And this suit, amazing.
Well,
it is. I love it.
I knew I was going to see you, so I had to step it up a little bit.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and inviting us into your studio.
No, thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure. I love listening to you guys, and hopefully I don't sound too bad.
No, you don't. And thank you for sponsoring RB101 Studios. We love having your name up there. Yep. On our studio wall.
It's our pleasure.
And we have a name for the second book, Bourbon, Golf, and Tequila.
That's perfect.
Sounds great.
Done.
Sounds great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.